Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Through the back window of our 59 wagon, I watch my best friend Jamie slipping further away. I kept on waving till I couldn't see her, and through my tears I asked again why we couldn't stay. Mama whispered softly, time will ease your pain.
What, does this come with a gun?
Life's about changing.
Yeah, a bottle of whiskey.
Never stays the same. And she said, how can I help you to say goodbye? It's okay to hurt, and it's okay to cry.
As roaring leaves, stars hollow forever.
Let me hold.
Hey, what is that stuff, that truth theorem? What's that actual...
Oh, sodium pentothal?
Yeah, I took a lot of that. This song sucks!
Oregon, the place for your suicide.
And it's your final place of rest is...
All right, it's the Rick Emerson Show on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK. It's our final day with Richard Nunn, formerly the WB, formerly Fox 12, now heading to the Sunshine State of Florida.
Hey, come on out to Oregon. You can commit suicide and then sleep like a baby, casket world.
We've got this. Rick, can Richard tell us the dope about Kimberly's backside? I'm very curious. Got a glimpse one time when she was doing a remote broadcast during a U of O game on Good Day, Oregon. She was in a pair of packed Levi's down in the end zone. Couldn't believe what she had. David.
Kimberly is as beautiful from the front as she is from the back.
All right.
And she's as beautiful inside, too. Kimberly Moss, Pete Ferryman.
It's beautiful inside. Oh, you mean she's a good person.
Beautiful inside.
Okay.
Kimberly Moss, Weekday Mornings, Good Day Oregon, along with the weather guy. What's his name?
No one knows.
Anybody? Anybody?
I don't watch TV.
Yeah. He does weather there. He does a fantastic job when I wasn't doing it. But I'm going to tell you something. Kimberly Moss, Pete Ferryman, top-notch, salt-of-the-earth people. Beautiful, both of them.
Who are you?
What the hell is that weather guy's name? Help me out. Somebody.
Moving on. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. Here's Tim Riley in the KOTK newsroom.
And now... It's not just news. It's news with Tim Riley, live from the newsroom of Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Well, a death row prisoner has told of his disappointment after officials halted his execution 20 minutes before he was to be killed. Kevin Lee Zimmerman, who's 42, said he finished his last meal when the U.S. Supreme Court sent word he wouldn't be executed after all. The Texas execution was delayed due to a legal argument over one of the drugs that was used to carry out the death sentence. I'm disappointed, said Zimmerman. I was ready to go. This day only means 18 more months of this crap. Well, let's see what's on TV tonight. On the WB, Grandma got run over by a reindeer. What could that be about? Also, The Single Life is on. Oh, no, The Simple Life, I'm sorry. Two back-to-back episodes. And before that, Billy Graham, as you heard advertised right here. Also on the Hallmark Channel on Bonanza, Huss is accused of favoritism when he judges a baby contest. And a brand new Tory Spelling, William Shatner movie, the world premiere of A Carol Christmas. An egomaniacal talk show host has a chance to change. That's on the Hallmark Channel. And now for the Aussie Watch. Well, to paraphrase an old show business saying, the Sharon Osbourne Show must go on, but not the Sharon Osbourne. The host of the syndicated talk fest has taken an indefinite leave of absence while she stays by her husband Ozzy's bedside. Ozzy recuperating from Monday's ATV accident at his estate in England. And Sharon's place will be a succession of guest hosts, the first of which should be a familiar face to her fans, especially those who watch MTV. Her son, Jack, the 18-year-old, has signed on to host tonight's episode, during which a rep says he'll address his dad's situation at the top of the show,
NSYNC singer Lance Bass has been brought aboard for Friday's episode, and actor Dan Cortese will assume hosting duties on Monday. More will be added if Sharon needs more time off. Meanwhile, MTV says it's too soon to tell how the 55-year-old rocker's mishap will affect production of The Osbournes. And that's today's Aussie Watch.
There's your Aussie Watch for Thursday in the Radio Emergency.
Can we go back to the TV watch for just a second?
Certainly.
What did you say was on K2?
The Billy Graham Crusade. Find real Prince. Oh, find real peace. I thought he was going to have Prince on. They'll have the Gaither vocal group, Crystal Lewis.
Why would you possibly be airing this?
Yeah, so really nothing is on.
Well, it's a paid program.
They could be off the air and no one would even know.
When you're having budgetary problems.
Hey, let's run color bars and see what they get for ratings.
This is, you know what it is? This Billy Graham special is kind of like that fat kid who gets picked last for rugby. You know, it's just like, I'll take Will and Grace on my team, and let's see, Malcolm in the middle. And somebody is like, I'll take Celebrity Poker Showdown and World's Scariest Python Attacks. And then it's like all that's left is like you, Billy Graham and Studs reruns. That's it, man. That's all. All right.
Next news, when it happens, I'm Tim Riley.
All right, we're gonna say our final goodbyes to Richard Nutt here in just a moment. I gotta read this though. I would be remiss. Let's see, where is it? I would be remiss if we did not read this while Richard was still here. Now, we just had the How Chicks Think segment. And that was anonymous, a 17-year-old guy in the audience who was talking about a girl would ask him out and he would say, let me check my palm, and then she'd skedaddle away and the why. So Jolie came on and did what she does. And we got this, and he emails in again. The 17-year-old kid. He said, about Jolie's answer to my question, Rick, thank Jolie for being a harpy and not even remotely answering my goddamn question. Thanks, Richard, Rick, and Matt for actually giving me a real answer. F. Matt again with my palm pilot.
This F. Matt is brought to you by EditHere.com.
Get used to it, friend.
The definitive answer, when you're 17 years old, nothing that is in your palm is better than a date. I'll just let you know that right now.
All right, so Richard Nunn, so not to get all sloppy and sentimental, but it's been good times. I can't even remember how it is that you started coming on the show.
I used to stand out front every day with a sign that said, I love Rick Emerson.
Yeah. You're standing outside my house thinking that Lauren Graham lived there.
Well, I stood outside your house and then I'd follow you here to the station and stood outside, even when you were owned by Fisher, who owns some cable
it's
access.
A cable access.
Yeah. I would stand with that sign. I love Rick. And finally, you know, you said, hey, you look like a loyal listener. Why don't you come in? And that was where our relationship began to blossom.
All right. So, well, we wish you the best of luck in Florida. And as you've been at the WB, as you've been at Fox 12, you've always been a huge addition to the show. And you make the already insane members of the audience a little more unstable. And so for that, we are entirely grateful. So you will be missed, my friend. So stay in touch in Florida. Best to you and to your wife. Hope you guys have a good life down there.
Thank you so much.
Drop us an email now and again. Let us know how you're
anytime
going.
Anytime you're ready to come down and get your year's worth of skin cancer. Right. You come.
Will you inspect my breast for lumps when I get down there? All right.
I got to check my palm.
All right. Richard Nunn, ladies and gentlemen, happy trails. We'll be back. It's the Rick Emerson Show on Hot Talk Today, KOTK.
Rick Emerson, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, Sarah Dillon has the traffic.
From the KOTK newsroom, here's your Northwest update.
Good afternoon, it's 2:17. I'm Tim Riley. Have you tried 7-Eleven's recipe number 1298? It's the new French vanilla cappuccino with hazelnut syrup and topped with marshmallows. One of over 1,300 unique combinations at participating 7-Eleven stores. Ian McKellen reprises his role as Gandalf the White in the epic return of Return of the King. There are several websites that speculate about the relationship between Frodo and Sam. And it appears that one of, well, they might be homosexuals. Ian comments on that idea.
If you choose to see in Sam and Frodo's relationship a sexual one, that's fine. I don't think Tolkien did. And the relationship is much more familiar to British readers and audience of master and servant. I mean, Frodo is middle class. Samwise Gamgee is the gardener. He calls him Mr. Frodo to the very end.
Yes. Talking about an early Oscar party last year, which was attended by fans dressed as characters from the films.
They were so enthusiastic. I mean, they should have been inside the Oscar Hall. They'd have showed the industry. I mean, they're total devotees, you know. And they know the material backwards, and they're so grateful to you for having been involved in bringing the characters to life. And you go and have a look at their sites, and one wouldn't be at all patronising. They write the most amazing parodies of Tolkien, and they write letters to each other in Tolkienese, and they all speak Elvish. Makes one feel a bit humble, because all I did was learn the lines and get on with it, you know.
So this film opens on December 17th. Better mark it on your calendar. You might not hear about it in time. For the Metro forecast for this afternoon, calls for cloudy skies, rain tonight, rain through the weekend. Tim Riley, KOTK News.
Got an opinion? Email Rick Emerson day or night at rick@rickemerson.com. This is Hot Talk 1080, KOTK.
It's a Rick Emerson show.
Proof again, we don't need the big record companies anymore.
This is from the smash hit by Les Wilson, Make a Joyful Noise.
Yeah, we want to thank our friend Uncle Steve for dropping this up, by the way. There you go. What's the name of the record?
Make a Joyful Noise.
Oh, just let it roll, baby. Just let that continue to roll. Les Wilson is his name?
Les Wilson.
He kind of has that Bickford look.
After Let It Snow, we go into Jingle Bells and then White Christmas.
No place to go. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
I keep waiting for that Whitney High Christmas record to come out.
No signs of stopping. And I brought some corn for popping.
And drinking, apparently.
The lights are turned way down low.
That was corn mash.
Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate to go out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight,
will there be any takers for that?
Home, I'll be warm.
I should have this guy open for me at the Bigger Than Jesus thing.
Dying. And my
Rick Emerson's Bigger Than Jesus, the Diary of a Rock and Roll Fan, with opening act Les Wilson.
As long as you love me so,
let it roll.
Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
I don't think that's him whistling.
That's not. That's a stunt whistler.
It's got to be, yeah.
Hold on, wait a minute. There's some credits inside.
He brought in a ringer for the whistling. This is no, I know Les Wilson, and this is no Les Wilson whistling here.
It must be Jamie Herrick. One of the other
I think Les Wilson's slowly dying.
Not all that slow, man. He's drinking himself that way.
So.
Yeah.
Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
It's kind of got a weird Hawaiian sort of thing going on there at the
end. So it's the mysterious, enchanting music of Les Wilson has baffled listeners for decades now.
No argument for me.
His vocal register invokes unknown passion.
Unknown notes, too.
In all who have heard him sing. And now, Les interprets the hymns of Christmas. So sit back and be soothed and inspired.
Bells on bobtails ring, making spirits cry. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Jingle bells.
Has he got extra teeth or something?
Jingle all the way.
Extra jowls.
Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle
is there
bells,
a woman?
Jingle bells, jingle all the way.
It's Mrs. Wilson, maybe.
Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
You gotta swallow that saliva every now and again. You can't just store it there like a chipmunk, Les.
Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells.
I mean, he's feeling it, though. You got to give it to him. That's a guy. He's selling it.
Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
You know, spit guard. Wait, is he breaking it down?
No, we're...
Oh, it's just over.
We're trailing out, but now...
What's... Hold on. Don't... No, let it be a surprise. The magic of Les Wilson here. That's a Les Wilson Christmas.
Time to flip to side B.
Imagine having to be the studio musician who played this.
The sun is shining, the grass is green.
All right, wait, that's just
on the last. Is that the missus?
The orange and palm trees sway. There's never been such a day.
Okay, we've been gypped. I was promised, I was to understand there'd be more or less Wilson.
Hold on, I think maybe
wait, tell me
the
it's
lead.
A duet. Tell me it's going to be a duet. Amy Grant, Vince Gill style.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know.
You know, it took the Dry County Crooks like 5 years to get the money to put out a CD. Les Wilson, it's cranking them out by the dozen, I think.
Recorded here locally.
No.
At Folk U Studios in Portland, Oregon.
Trying to hit those notes, it's like a box of peanuts on the top shelf that's just out of reach. You're straining, but you just can't quite.
And when you do finally touch the box, it comes crashing down on you.
And they're rancid.
He doesn't sound as drunk in the song.
No. It's wearing off. Oh, look at that.
He can't be bothered to sing.
It's like it's too much work to open his mouth all the way, and so he's just going to sneak the words out the side of his lips. It's like a Tom Brokaw Christmas. Saddam Hussein says,
sadly, that is the end of our.
No, that's only the other side one.
That's all there is.
There's only side one.
It's a cassette, and it's got side A.
It's got side A, and that's it? Side B is just blank?
Yeah, there is no side B.
Why would you...
It doesn't really make any sense.
Like, if you're that guy, why would you only bother to defile half a side of a cassette? Like, you've already...
Maybe only bought an hour of recording time.
That probably is it. He just recycled enough bottles to buy 45 minutes of the studio, and that was about it. Rick, who is this guy singing? Is it for real? Thanks for the multiple worst song you've ever heard entries, though. It rivals the Caring is Sharing jingle that you're playing in all your ads right now. What's that? What's Caring is Sharing? Are we playing an ad that has Caring? I don't listen to this station. Are we?
I think it's a public service announcement.
Are you sure you're not thinking of the, that thing? Boy, that's a thing that haunts you in your sleep for the rest of your... You know, you're sitting there trying to sleep at night, you know? Trying to relax, trying to be calm, trying to share an intimate moment, you know, and then you just, you know, like the haunting, lilting refrain.
Da, 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 I'm loving it.
Just, in the back of your head, it just won't get out. Also, how come you haven't mentioned the Bobby Brown bitch slapping Whitney story? Did I miss it for the 30 seconds I wasn't listening today? Todd. No, do we have that? Do we have the news about the Bobby and Whitney?
Yes, we did.
Is it something he punched her in the face or something? Which, I mean,
hey,
I'm not.
I'll look for it.
Yeah, you did something. I mean, I'm not saying that it's okay to hit Whitney Houston in the face, but, frankly, if it's gonna keep her from releasing records, I mean, it is hard to feel one way or the other about whatever it is that keeps her from putting music out. You shouldn't hit Whitney Houston or anybody else. Hitting people is wrong. But at what point do you realize that living with Bobby Brown is perhaps not the shrewdest maneuver you've ever made in your life? Do you know what I mean? I'm not trying to make light of anybody smacking Whitney Houston on the side of the face, but I mean, but that would at least, you know, that would at least give some reason for the unearthly yowls that emanate from her mouth like she was a cat caught in a microwave. Do you know what I mean?
He's charged with battery. 3 days after he allegedly hit his wife, he's scheduled to appear at a preliminary hearing January 7th. Houston declines to comment, but her lawyer said she's trying to resolve this matter privately.
Yeah, all right.
Houston has a bruised cheek and a cut inside her upper lip. A simple battery is punishable with up to a year in jail and a $1,000 fine. Brown served 7 days at DeKalb County Jail in August for violating his probation for 1996. A drunk driving conviction, he served 26 days in Florida jail in 2000 for an earlier probation violation.
Yeah, all right. Well, you know, I'm just saying, you know, you marry Bobby Brown, and then he's arrested like 55 times inside the first year. You just kind of know, got to know what's coming. Rick, can we get that Les Wilson CD at CD Game Exchange? No? No, you cannot. A-hole. Cannot get it. Well, I mean, maybe.
I was going to say, if it's used.
I suspect there's probably not a big market for digital recordings of Les Wilson songs, but I mean, who's to say?
Have you seen the cover? You can't
no, I really
not
haven't.
Love Les
I really
Wilson.
Haven't. Rewind it. We'll go into the break with it here in a second. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. We'll come back here in a few minutes. We're going to do going to do today's top five. It's Nikki Sixx's 45th birthday. Nikki Sixx of Motley Crue fame. We're going to do the top five Motley Crue songs of all time. By the way, I mentioned this earlier, but I will mention it again because my whoring knows no bounds. You go to rickemerson.com. You can buy tickets right now for Bigger Than Jesus, The Diary of a Rock and Roll Fan. If you are a... Well, I'll just tell you right. I'll tell you this right now, and I don't want to give anything away. If a lot of you saw it when we did it in June, if you are a Motley Crue fan, there's going to be several moments in this that you'll be big fans of. There's going to be several moments. We caught, I want to say, I don't give anything, I will say, though, that we filmed the one we did in June. When we did the performance of Bigger Than Jesus in June, we filmed it, and there is a moment, there's actually two moments. There's two moments in the one-man show that sort of revolve around Motley Crue. I mean, the whole thing's not about Motley Crue, but there's these two small moments that involve Motley Crue, and there, I swear to God, we have film of a guy actually tearing up. At one point, when I'm discussing Motley Crue, and you see this dude, and he's just like some guy, some kind of blue-collar, kind of salt-of-the-earth guy, and I'm doing this little riff about Motley Crue, this little observation about Motley Crue, and there's this guy, and he does that thing that guys do, looks to the left, looks to the right, nobody's watching, wiping away the tear. So, you'll laugh, you'll cry, you'll kiss $10 goodbye. Bigger Than Jesus, The Diary of a Rock and Roll Fan. Now with 30% more shameless whoring for our target demographic. It's going to be January 16th, 17th, and then January 23rd, 24th at the Imago Theater in Portland. So go to rickemerson.com. Tickets on sale right now. Who's this? Oh, I can't.
It's Mrs. Nunn.
Let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show Cindy Nunn, wife of Richard, daughter of Zorg or something. Cindy Nunn, how are you?
Hello there.
How are you doing? So you're moving to Florida with your man. You're taking him away from... Is this your idea? You can be honest.
Yes, it was all my idea.
So you're callously and coldly, just like a woman, stealing a boy away from us.
You know, it's really hard to leave, but we've been gone from family for 9 years, so it's time to go home.
Well, and there's a whole new group of women for him to grow up in Florida, too, so that's got to be a little bit of an
allure. And they've got less clothes on.
Yeah.
You know, they're not bundled up with hairy armpits in the wintertime like here.
Okay.
I like her. She's feisty.
Yeah, you got a little sass to you. That's what I'm talking about. All right, so when are you guys out of here? You're out of here on Monday, right?
Well, we were going to stay a little longer, but since you didn't come to the party Saturday night, we're leaving today.
All right. I'm sorry. Didn't mean to break.
No, I'm kidding. I'm
to break your heart. All right. Well.
Will you come to a party tomorrow night?
No, probably not because I'm dull and uninteresting. So, no.
Well, we'll make you interesting and undull.
Well, enough. I've seen the amount of alcohol you guys were ingesting.
Yeah,
I've seen the amount of drinks you guys were putting down after this. So, hey, now you have you seen this photo that we were talking about today?
What photo was it?
It's this photo of you and Richard, and then there's a waitress in a white T-shirt, and it looks for all the world like he's inspecting some portion of her anatomy, and you're sort of looking on lovingly.
I don't remember when the picture was taken because I was highly intoxicated.
No,
Saturday night.
No. Yeah.
But hey, can I get sappy for just a second?
I suppose, yes.
Okay, I just want to thank all the Rick Emerson listeners because a lot of them are huge Richard Nunn fans, And whenever they send in emails and call in, it means a lot to me. So well, I am. It's going to be hard to leave because of all the wonderful people in Portland.
Well, you—I mean, all kidding aside—you are lovely and charming. Your husband is funny. He's been a great addition to the show. And I mean, all kidding aside, we're going to miss that guy. I mean, he's—you know—I'll tell you this. You know, we'll never find—you'll never find another weather guy, you know, on the show like Richard.
No, you won't.
He's a guy that's never going to be duplicated. There's a reason we call him meteorologist of the stars. You know what I'm saying?
Well, just thank you for letting him come on your show these past few years, and I know he's had a great time with you guys.
All right, Cynthia. Now, will you guys travel safe and
thank you.
Stay
happy
in touch.
Happy holidays.
You too. I'm going to put you on hold for just a second. Hang on for just a second. There's Cynthia. Now, we're going to do this. We're going to come back. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. Here's the magical sound of Les Wilson. Top five around the corner. Don't go anywhere.
Exalt with boughs of holly. La 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 la. Tis the season to be jolly. La 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 la. Don we now our gay apparel. La 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 la. Roll the ancient yuletide carol. La 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 la.
Rick Emerson, live from Portland, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, here's Sarah Dillon with the traffic.
Call now to join us, 503-250-1080 or 1-800-727-5955. Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
You know, the great thing about Richard Nunn, I mean, everything about Richard Nunn is great, but I was just talking to Sarah about this. You know, the reason that he's meteorologist to the stars and the reason we love him so much is because he is sort of like the human id, just run amok, you know? Like, even by our standards, he says stuff that we just really can't say. You know what I mean? I just can't sit and do nothing but discuss hookers and blow for 3 hours. But it's like that guy, you know, it's just there's no filter there. There's the brain, there's the mouth, and it's like never the twain shall meet. And God damn it, that's why we love him. So that's a guy we will miss. So Godspeed, Richard Nunn, and your lovely wife, and we hope you stay in touch, man. All right, 503-250-1080 in Portland, or 1-800-727-5955. Let's roll it. It's your top five.
4, 3, 2, 1, fire.
We could have done top five things Richard Nunn likes to be slathered with.
Counting is wonderful. Counting is marvelous. Counting's the best thing to do. Counting is happiness. Counting is ecstasy. I love to count, don't you?
All right, it's Tim Riley in the KOTK Newsroom.
And it was on this date in 1958 that Frank Carlton Serafino Arana was born in San Jose, California. By 1968, he was a juvenile delinquent. By 1978, he was called Nicky Six. And by 1988, he was part of a rock and roll history as the founding member of Motley Crue. So take a step back and witness the power and the glory of the whiskey-soaked rock and roll, courtesy of the Sunset Strip. These are the top five Motley Crue songs of all time. An honorable mention going, Looks That Kill.
You know, there was this window of time of rock in the 80s that dated really badly. There's a sliver, well, not a sliver, but I mean there's a slice of time.
Natalie Sinner.
Sorry. There's this window of time where they created music that didn't really... I mean, it's not that it's not good, but it sounds very dated. You know what I mean? There's like a six-year period where all the hard rock just aged really badly. Stuff after that is fine. Stuff before that is fine. But there's like a six-year window where everything sort of decayed a little bit when you listen back to it now. This is right before that. It's the Shout of the Devil record. And this, I mean, obviously you can tell it didn't come out last year, but I mean, this still holds up really well. Some of their later stuff has a very distinct 80s sound to it, but this is, you know, it's lean, it's raw. I mean, this is... It's hard almost to even talk about what genre of music this is. I mean, this certainly is not glam metal. You know, it's not punk. It's not, it goes somewhat beyond rock and roll. I mean, I think this is just sort of, this is, you know, right next to AC/DC there. It's just big, loud, bludgeoning hard rock. Good stuff.
At number five, The Wild Side. This sounds like bumper music.
It should be. Oh, I should totally use this as a bumper. This is the opening cut to Girls, Girls, Girls. Listen to that cowbell. This is one of the two I actually just mentioned in Bigger Than Jesus. I have these two segments where I just do this big, long, wet kiss to Motley Crue. This big, long-ass love letter to Motley Crue. This is one of those moments. Because this, I'm saying for me now, this is the greatest of all Motley Crue songs. For me. I mean, I got mad love for the crew. But in my opinion, this is the best thing they ever did. By the way, crew getting ready to do a reunion slash farewell tour. They just put out a box called Music to Crash Your Car To. It's their first four records all together. Going to be doing a reunion tour, which I think is going to be their last tour together, and then they're kind of going their separate ways. Probably the only band other than Bon Jovi from this era that could still sell out an arena. Probably that's it. Nobody, you know, you're not going to see Warrant selling out an arena anytime soon.
Do not count GNR in that group.
GNR is different because they're... Yeah, GNR totally could. I mean, Guns N' Roses...
If the originals would
Guns N' Roses sell at anything right now if they got back together as an original group. Yeah, no, that's true. But as far as bands that have kind of never completely gone away, Bon Jovi still, you know, Rose Garden, and you know, a reunited crew would totally do that.
At number four, Dr. Feelgood.
Janet Jackson's favorite Motley Crue song. God, you know, I am just a fountain of crap that is pointless. What the hell? What is wrong with me?
You do know quite a bit about nothing.
You know, Seinfeld's a show about... I'm a whole life about nothing. This is their first and only number one record, I believe. Okay, this is, by the way, this record proves the maxim that once you clean up, you've got one great album in you before you start to suck. Every band that cleans up has one really great album afterward, and then they kind of start to... They slide back again. See also Aerosmith. God, this album was just playing constantly in, like, 1991... Any car you drove by, this was coming out of it. Had that great video where there's just... One of those videos that is really Spinal Tap, it doesn't make any sense. They're inside a big circus tent in the middle of a desert. And inside, it's filled with, like the wrecks of cars that are on fire. Like, for no reason. It's just... It's one of those things... No. Smoldering cars that are on fire inside a circus tent in the middle of the desert. Go with it. You know, okay. Yeah.
Number three, Kickstart My Heart.
This video had Sam Kinison in it, driving that ambulance, drops him off at the Roxy or whatever, at the Whiskey, wherever that was. I remember when I was in high school, we didn't really have punk rock in Kennewick, you know, because it's Kennewick. Because it's like, to have punk rock, I got this theory that like, to be in the, I think to have any sort of sense of punk when you're growing up, I didn't know punk until I heard the Ramones. But I think to have any sort of punk, your town has to have a sort of degree of sophistication, you know what I mean? Because punk is sort of this weird music form that has this sort of reverse cosmopolitan sense to it. And so we didn't have any punk rock, is my point, because we were just hicks. And so we would go to school dances, and because we didn't really know what punk rock was, we would just sort of slam dance to this, like idiots. There's probably a bunch of great pictures of me somewhere, wearing, like, skin-tight black jeans, and, like, you know, like a Led Zeppelin tie-dye shirt, slam dancing with other dudes, like, to this, for no reason.
Number two, Home Sweet Home.
Let's all cry now. There it is, ladies and gentlemen. Hands down, best power ballad that ever existed.
You know I'm a dreamer, but my heart's a gold.
This is the moment, by the way, in the One Man Show, in the Bigger Than Jesus. This is the moment that makes we made a guy cry with this, I think. We can't be sure, but you look at the video of the performance. It looks a whole lot like he's wiping away a little something there.
Left all alone.
Take me to your heart. Feel me in your bones. Just one.
All right, here we go. The big power ballad movement. It kicks in with the...
Yeah, baby.
Everybody rock in slow motion. Guys dressed in pink taffeta.
And at number one, Joke at the Nibble.
God, my parents hated this record. There you go, the top five Motley Crue songs of all time. By the way, you can tell that Vince Neil doesn't know what he's saying here, and he just starts screaming out gibberish. He gets to this point where he just starts... Right here. There's nothing. Not even singing words.
Shout!
We'll be back. It's the Rick Emerson Show on Hot Talk 1080. KOTK.
From Portland, it's Rick Emerson, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Whose money is...
Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
That's right, we now enter the saddest part of the broadcasting day, the final segment of the Rick Emerson Show. Oh, by the way, we're going to give a huge shout-out to Terry. Terry, who brought us... See, this is someone who knows... Unlike other people in the building, let's say Matt and Jolie and, you know, everyone else, this is someone who knows a little proper tribute, a little respect, a little something. Sarah, did you get these cookies?
I had to steal them back from Matt.
You will get no cookies when I bring in the big fat cookie tray with all my mom's
little treats. What changes? I don't get anything now.
No,
what's the difference?
But you always get cookies. You'll get no cookies this year.
Your mom will just give it to me direct. You know, your mom's going to cut out the middleman and pass the savings along to Rick, all right?
Thank you, Terry.
These are great, man. There's these those like chocolate,
oatmeal
fudge. These are brilliant. So thank you, Terry. Terry and her adorable daughter, Sarah. So there we go.
Thank you, Terry.
Let's quickly quickly get Trip in Portland. You're in Hot Talk Tonight, KFJK. What's up, man?
Hey, Rick. Well, I was hoping to bring you an auto accident while I was on the phone. It didn't work out. But
there's
I have
still
the
time.
Next best thing.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a video for you for your Christmas present with Tommy Lee, Nikki Sixx, and Weird Al Yankovic in 1986. I directed them in a video by Night Ranger called The Secret of My Success, which was for the film...
The film of the same name.
Yes, with little Michael J. Fox. And I just thought you would enjoy that. I didn't know that you were a crew head.
How is it How is it that the crew guys and Weird Al would all be in a video together?
Enough drugs, you can accomplish anything.
Excellent. That's the right answer. God, I love the 80s. The 80s ruled, man. That's what the 80s were all about.
Directing it and be happy to see it.
Dude, I would love to see that. You hook a brother up with that, you're on my friend list for life.
All right, I'll feed it through you through the Nerdy Girl Network there. Okay?
Excellent. There you go. Thank you. There you go. That's a trip in Portland. Excellent. Good stuff. All right, it's 503-250-1080 in Portland. Make a note. We're going to be back in 21 hours. We want to thank CNN radio correspondent John Bisney, Ben Affleck, Ian McKellen, Nikki Six, Ozzy Osbourne, Ken Jacobs, and Gerald Picker, Wolf Blitzer, and special thanks to Richard, Richard Nunn and his lovely wife who moving on. They're going to be moving to Florida, and we want to thank him for coming today, and thanks for the last couple years on the show. So safe travel, safe journey, and Godspeed to Richard Nunn. So we will miss you, brother. Don't forget, tickets for the one-man show, Bigger Than Jesus, Diary of a Rock and Roll Fan, on sale now at rickemerson.com. We'll be back in 21 hours for the KOTK New News Hour tomorrow, featuring top five Frank Sinatra songs of all time, and Peter Carlin from The Oregonian, going to be with us tomorrow. The Rick Emerson Show is produced today and every day by the lovely Sarah Dillon for Hot Talk 1080 KOTK. In the newsroom, Tim Riley, executive producer 1F Matt Peterson, and provider of the cookies, Terry. Thank you. Like us next, world famous Phil Hendry Show at 7. As always, don't let the bastards grind it down. We will see you all tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Be safe. Bye.
My goodness.
Rick Emerson, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.